Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Ladies, answer me this. It's a grand thrill, isn't it, to hear the family say, "Gee, Mom, this beef is sure good." Well, that's what you'll hear when you serve Kroger quality beef. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy. Yes, Kroger quality beef is a wonderful treat for those wonderful people who come home to you each night, your family. Just think how their faces will light up when the aroma of superbly cooked beef greets them as they step into the house. And then just wait until they see the dining room table with a thick, juicy Kroger quality beefsteak or a crusty brown beef roast awaiting their pleasure. And say, you'll get a lot of pleasure from the buying of Kroger quality beef because it's so economical. That's right, it's a mighty thrifty buy. And don't forget, when you buy nutritious and wholesome Kroger quality beef, you're getting beef that's carefully selected from the very best beef available on the market today. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon, the only place you can buy it, and get Kroger quality beef. It's waiting for you at your Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Two things with an aura of significance happened to Penny Gibbs yesterday. First of all, Freddie Lang failed to show up for work after hearing his police record kept the bank from allowing Mr. Williams a loan. And then a strange old woman, the fabulously wealthy Carrie Carlton, showed a great desire to meet Penny Gibbs. So far, Penny doesn't yet know anything about Carrie Carlton, and just before Freddie leaves for work, she says,
"Freddie, could I talk to you for a minute?"
"Well, sure, I guess so, Gibbsy. Why not?"
"Well, I know you're in a hurry to get to the office, so I won't keep you long."
"Oh, no, I ain't going to the office. I quit that job, remember?"
"Well, yes, I know you quit it, but I thought since the bank didn't give Mr. Williams the loan, and since you won't go into business with him, well, at least just yet, I thought..."
"You thought that I'd go back and work my old job, huh?" Not me."
"Well, now, look, Freddie, yesterday you said it was probably a good thing that you weren't going in with Mr. Williams right away, because they need you at Jed's office."
"Yeah, I know I said that, Gibbsy, but then I got to thinking it over and I figured that I didn't like the job down there at the office no more, so I called it quits for good."
"Oh, I see. And that's why you weren't at the office yesterday?"
"Yeah, that's why. Pretty good reason, ain't it?"
"Yeah. You were out looking for another job."
"No, I ain't hot for any job right now, Gibbsy, but don't you worry about it. I got a few bucks saved up yet, and I'll pay my freight here just the same as always."
"I'm not worrying about that, Freddie. I'd rather you didn't pay me anything."
"But I'm paying just the same."
"Look, we can argue that out some other time."
"No use wagging your jaws about it, Gibbsy. I'm paying my way here or I'm getting out." "Or is that what you want me to do, maybe? Get out?"
"Freddie Lang, you know I don't want that."
"Okay, then quit beefing, because I'm kicking in a couple of bucks a week here to keep the old homestead from rotting away."
"All right, Freddie. Okay, if you'll do something for me."
"Sure. Well, what can I do for you?"
"I didn't want to ask you at dinner last night, nor in the evening either, because you weren't in the mood to be questioned, but I'd like to know where you were all day yesterday."
"I knew this was coming."
"Freddie, I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't ask you such things, but I was so worried."
"Ah, what you want to waste your time worrying about me for?"
"It isn't a waste of time."
"The heck it ain't. I ain't worth the bother. I told you a million times, Gibbsy, don't worry about me."
"I know that, Freddie, but I worry about you just the same. It's impossible not to."
"Get that. I ain't able to take care of myself no more."
"Oh,
huh?
Stop it, no. It's just that you left here yesterday so angry that I worried about what you were going to do. Nora was worried too, Freddie."
"Oh, you even got the kid doing it too, huh? I guess all you dames are alike. If you ain't worrying, you ain't happy."
"No, you don't understand why we were so upset not knowing where you were."
"No?"
"Yes, you do, Freddie. You made several threats about Mr. Norris at the bank."
"Oh, I did?"
"Were you so angry that you didn't know what you were saying?"
"No, I remember what I said now, Gibbsy. I guess that did kind of scare you. Of course, you know the way I used to be and the things that I've done. But Nora don't know nothing about that, does she?"
"Yes, Freddie, she does. I hope you'll forgive me, but I had to tell her."
"Oh, you spilled how I ought to be in jail now, except for you and the prof, huh? All of that?"
"Yes, Freddie. I'm sorry. Maybe it wasn't fair.
No, Gibbsy, I'm kind of glad you shot off your yap about it. You see, it saves me having to spill a tour myself someday and maybe hurting a kid.
I think...
I would be, too, if I was in her spot. You know, she sort of went for me, Gibbsy, and... Well, I was kind of liking her, too. But now that she knows, I guess I'll get the chill from her. But it's going to be okay, because... Well, it's better to get
no,
it now
Freddie,
than...
she doesn't think any the less of you now than she ever did.
Look, I'll believe a lot of things, Gibbsy, but not that.
Well, look, she practically said...
What
that...
she said and what she thought was two different things. Not Gibbsy. She won't let me down with no thump at all. She's too nice a dame for that, but she'll let me slide down easy.
All right, Freddie, have it your way. But you just wait and see if I'm not right.
Oh, that kid's off her nut if she don't sneer down her snoot at me.
All right. Feel sorry for yourself if you want to.
I ain't feeling sorry for myself. I'm just giving the kid credit for having some sense. I knew something would happen to wise Nora up to the kind of jerk I am. I knew it wouldn't last. You know, Gibbsy, dames like Nora just don't happen to guys like me.
Freddie Lang, you sound as if you're really interested in Nora.
Was there anything wrong with that? I got a taste for something besides potatoes and gravy.
Yes, you certainly have. Well, Freddie, don't count love's labor lost.
Love? Who said anything about love?
Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't jump to conclusions, should I? Well, let's get back to the matter of where you were yesterday. Will you tell me?
Do I have to?
Well, I think you should. After all, I'm a little too young for gray hair, and I'll worry myself white unless I know everything's all right.
Everything's all right, Gibbsy. I just wasted yesterday.
Wasted?
Yeah. I was down at the bank trying to get in to see that guy Norris, or whatever his name is. You know, the guy who told old man Williams it was no go on the loan.
You spent all day at the bank?
Yep.
But that's not possible.
Mm-hmm. From 9 to 3, I was in that bank. Except when I scrammed out for a sandwich. They kept telling me Norris wasn't there, but I could tell he was lying.
Freddie, what happened after 3? You weren't in the bank then, were you?
No, I was chasing around town trying to grab him. I was right about the mug being in the bank all the time, too, because I saw the bum leave.
Well, now, look, Freddie, maybe he was busy. Maybe that's why he didn't see you.
I got my own ideas on why he wouldn't see me. I'm practically an ex-convict, according to the way he figures. I guess he was scared my shoes would muddy the rug in his office or something. But, Gibbsy, I'm really going to tell that bum off when I see him.
Well, then, you didn't see him even after banking hours.
No. You know, the guy must have a hideout somewheres. He just plain disappeared. But I'll get to him one of these days. I'm going to camp on his doorstep until I do.
Freddie, I don't think you should. What can you gain by it?
Well, I can tell a jerk what I think of him. And he's got it coming, too, because he sure shot off his yap about me
now,
plenty.
Look, Freddie, stay away from the bank, especially from Mr. Norris. Look, Freddie, he's not to blame for refusing the loan.
No?
No, it's the entire board of directors that's responsible for it. The doorbell. Don't go just yet, Freddie. I want to talk to you some more.
Okay.
Just a minute.
Good morning, Miss Gibbs.
Well, Professor Rogers, come in.
I'm not calling too early in the morning.
No, I've been up for hours.
Oh. Hi there, Prof. What cooks at the college, huh?
Oh, hello, Freddie. Well, there's nothing much new up there right now. Oh, Miss Gibbs, the postman gave me this letter for you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, it's a letter from Johnny Keith.
From Mr. Keith, huh? About his wife, I guess.
Yeah, I imagine so. You two won't mind if I read it, will you?
Oh, no, no, not at all.
Heck no, Gibbsy. I guess we're sort of hanging over the edge of that cliff the same as you are. Maybe the letter says that his wife's okay, huh?
Well, we'll know in just a minute. Oh.
Is Mrs. Keith okay?
No, I'm afraid not. She died yesterday at noon.
Oh. Well, gee, that's tough.
I'm sorry to hear it. But, well, they tell me that sometimes things such as this actually happen for the best. Oh, how's Johnny taking it?
I'll, read you the letter.
Good. Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
It says, dear Penny, Alice died at noon today. That's yesterday now. You'll be relieved to know that the end came while she was in her sleep. And in the hours before, she was in no pain. Nor, as the doctors assured me, has she suffered at all for the past few months.
Well, it's good to know that, at least.
Yeah, sure thing. Gibbsy, does he say any more?
Yeah, he says, It's hard to put into words exactly what I feel about Alice's passing. We all knew it was bound to end this way and soon, but somehow the realization that it's already come to pass is a shock. I guess all of us hope against hope at times such as this. There is one consolation. One fact that should make Alice's death anything but sad. Had she lived, she would have lived in constant pain, and somehow or other, pain is more merciless than death.
Well, I guess it's a good thing that she did die, huh? Though I guess that ain't exactly the right way to look at it.
Well, sometimes it is, Freddy. Maybe this is one of those times. Miss Gibbs, is Johnny all right?
Oh, he seems to be, Professor Rogers. He finishes the letter this way. I know you'll understand when I say there's a strange feeling of relief now that it's all over. I know that you won't interpret this as heartless. Alice herself would be happy to know that I feel as I do. Needless to say, I am deeply grieved, but the grief is not primarily because Alice is dead. It's more over the fact that in the last months of her life she was so terribly ill. I'm going to California in a few days to see Alice's relatives, as I promised them I would do, and shake the cobwebs out of my head before I come back to Rossville. I don't expect to be back for several weeks, but when I do come back, it'll be with my eyes in the future, and the past will be a book that's closed and forgotten. Love, Charlie.
He's taking it the way I thought he would.
Yeah, that guy Keith can take anything, I guess.
Miss Gibbs, it's nothing to be sad about. Johnny himself
I
feels
know, Professor. It's just that she was so young, so lovely.
Yes, I know. I met her before she was taken ill.
Oh, yes, I'd forgotten about that. Excuse me a minute, will you?
Yeah, sure, Gibbsy.
Of course, Miss Gibbs.
Well, it's tough, huh, Prof?
Yeah, Freddy. Things like this are never easy to take.
Yeah. You know, I never knew the dame myself, and it's sort of getting me down, too. Guess Gibbsy's gone off to have a good cry, huh?
Oh, I imagine so. Freddy, I know it's not the time to say it, but that letter from Johnny marks an important milestone in Miss Gibbs' life.
I don't savvy.
No? Well, maybe you've forgotten, then. Miss Gibbs and Johnny Keith were very much in love before something happened and Johnny married Alice.
Is Professor Rogers right? Now that Johnny is free, will he and Penny someday be married? And is Professor Rogers in love with Penny too? And if he is, how will this fit into Penny's future? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. During these winter days, you've probably discovered this. Your family always has a keen, hearty appetite. But it's no problem satisfying everyone when you serve Kroger quality beef. It's everybody's favorite main dish. And Kroger quality beef is the beef you can count on being the very best right now. What a welcome home for your family when they find it's Kroger quality beef for dinner. What a pleasant surprise to find beef stew or a delicious, magnificently thick steak. Or a mouth-watering roast of beef. Whatever their favorite may be, your family is going to be mighty happy to find that tasty, nourishing beef dish on their own dinner table. So hurry up and get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store. And remember, Kroger quality beef, an exclusive Kroger feature, is deliciously tender and juicy, and it's at your Kroger store now. Now your local announcer.